Sprint cars, super late models, thunder cars, modifies, World of Outlaws, Arcos, all here. Welcome to Race Time Radio, presented by Shell Rotella, heavy duty diesel engine oil, covering dirt to asphalt, on races, famed short tracks, all the way to the high banked oval. This is Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Your host, live from the Racetime Radio Studio, it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
And good evening and welcome, everybody, to Racetime Radio. Just come off the air over on Sirius XM. We have Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio Studio. And Grant says, go ahead, Joe, let's stream another hour. And that's precisely what we're going to do. We are live tonight at Osweekon Speedway. And I know you're used to hearing Racetime Radio right at 8 o'clock. But like I say, we were live tonight for the past 2 hours. And we will have that show later for you. Tony Stewart dropped by. And so did Glenn Stiers. I can tell you this right now, race fans. Tony Stewart is all set and ready for action here tonight out of Osweekon Speedway. He's got that number 14 sprint car all set and ready to go. He is really dialed in. He can't wait to get on that racetrack. And as you can hear behind me, sprint cars are out there and they are just flying around this racetrack. You know, it's been a great night so far. We have mini stocks, we have thunder cars, we have sprint cars tonight here at Osweekon. And tomorrow night, the World of Outlaws are going to don this place. You're going to see drivers like Craig Kinzer, Tony Stewart, how about Craig Delansky, and even the King himself. We're going to have Steve Kinzer here at Osweekon. Everybody is tuned to Zoom. I'll tell you, the grandstand is full here at Osweekon Speedway. And we have got Junior here as well. Junior? What do you think? Sprint cars on that racetrack. I can see caution out. Oh, you know what? That isn't a caution. That's the end of that race.
Yeah, the end of that that first heat race here. By the looks of it, Keith Dempster's the first one to roll into the tech barn here, the number five car. So it should be interesting to see who all finished up there. I was busy getting everything sorted out from the broadcast over on Sirius, but we'll definitely get an update for you. I know the next feature out right now, coming up, or the next heat, rather, is going to be with the 14 of Tony Stewart.
Yeah, and you are, Joe. You're going to head up to the fence there. You're going to watch some races here tonight at Osweekon.
You got her. I'm going up there. I'm going to get my first taste of Osweekon Speedway right now.
You know, Junior, I can tell you, those flag guys probably would let you up on top of that stand to watch the races from up there. Junior will have a great vantage point, and we will hear exactly what's happening on that racetrack as things progress here at Osweekon Speedway. It's going to be a dynamite night for racing, and you can hear the sprint cars in behind us. By the look of it, Keith Dempster did a fantastic job in that last race. We're going to check for you and find out exactly how Keith did. I know just the person to ask, too. Cheryl, how did Keith do in that last race? He won the race. So Keith Dempster wins heat number one in the sprint cars. So obviously, the Can-Am Midget multi-champion that turned sprint car driver just a few years ago is looking good here at Osweekon Speedway. We are live, and I'll tell you, Junior is making his way to the top of the tower. Might get a little bit loud in behind. We may have to drop Junior's mic.
Hey!
Yeah, it is kind of loud, so we are going to hold off. There we go. Maybe we'll just turn his mic down a little bit. Junior, what do you think? Can you still hear me up there?
Yeah, I can still hear you up here. Tony Stewart's working his way at the back of the pack right now. Right now, we're seeing the Marks boy, the Brown boy, Justin Brown, out there in the number 10 sprint car, long time Doug Brown's son, leading this one early. Stewart's riding around right now. He's just finding the cushion. He's sitting about seventh spot, but you're seeing a great battle up at the front of this field.
The sprint cars just thundering around Osweekon Speedway. doesn't take long to get a bunch of laps done here at Osweken as these sprint cars make their way around the racetrack. I know Junior's got his eye all set, and we'll find out the winner of heat number two for you as we get a little bit closer. For you fans that are just tuning in, sorry we're a little bit late here on Racetime Radio. We did start streaming here about 10 minutes late as we just finished up 2 hours live on Sirius XM right here at Osweken. I know we're going to get some words from some of the drivers a little bit later in the show. After these guys get some heats under their belt, we'll find out what the thoughts are, we'll find out what the track conditions are, and we'll see just how everybody is heading into night number one of a two-night super event at Osweken Speedway. The World of Outlaws tomorrow night, the sprint cars tonight. We got thunder stocks, we got mini stocks. It is a full night of action, and if you're anywhere close to the Speedway, you want to make it out here to the racetrack. It is truly going to be dynamite. Sounds like that heat race is over. We'll check in with Junior. Junior, who went to victory lane in that one?
Hey, the number 10 of Brown went to victory lane. Doug Brown's son in the Haldex number 10. Talking to them earlier, they were pumped up, but we're seeing a motor expire out here on the racetrack right now. Stewart's okay. He's up to fourth here, and... yeah, we're looking forward to a great finish to this one.
That is Mitch Brown in the number 10. So is the race now done, or are you just under yellow up there?
No, we are just under yellow up here as of
right
now.
Okay, so we will check back in with Junior here in just a couple of moments. As I say, sprint car action on the racetrack. Lots of people in the grandstand. Lots of people in the pits. What do you think? What do you think? Who have we got?
This is awesome stuff, man.
Who have I got? What's your name?
George.
George, where are you from?
Milton.
Milton, who are you pulling for tonight in the sprint cars?
Yes.
You're going to take Smoke? You're going to go with the Smoke? Are you sure the local guys can't beat him?
Well, I think Glenn's got a good shot.
Yeah, I think he does too. Had Tony Stewart on just a few minutes ago. He is pumped. He can't wait for this race.
God bless him. Go, Tony.
It's going to be amazing. How about you? Who have we got?
I'm Guy McGinnis. I'm from Milton, Ontario as well. And my guy is Glenn Stires.
Glenn Stires in the zero. Okay, so I can see bets going between you guys.
That might happen tonight, yes.
I got my wallet out right now.
Hey,
here we go.
I just want to interrupt you boys.
What are you saying, Junior?
I just want to interrupt you boys and say Mitch Brown did go to victory lane in that second heat. Tony Stewart is sitting down there in the fourth position after a hard battle coming up from, I guess it was about seventh place in that first
Junior,
heat race.
Junior just said that Mitch Brown went to victory lane here. Tony Stewart finished that one fourth. Anybody want to change their bet?
Nope.
It's only a heat race, right?
I got Tony.
Okay. Oh, there he is right there.
Hey, can you go down to...
Oh, yeah.
Can you go down to Mitch Brown for me and tell him that I told him he was going to take Tony to school in that heat?
Yeah, pretty wild here at Osweken Speedway. The things are firing up already. Tony Stewart finishing his heat race up in fourth spot. It was Mitch Brown going to victory lane in heat number two. It'll be interesting to see how things all unfold here tonight, Junior. Another heat all lined up and on the speedway.
Yeah, for sure. This is looking like a great heat lined up out here. It's gonna be tough. I'm gonna have to learn the names of everybody that's out here. But I tell you what, I got the coolest place in the house to stand. I'm up here in the photo tower. I'm about right at the top of the fence line, just coming off of turn two. My vantage point here is absolutely spectacular. But I'm getting a major whack with dirt. And I tell you what, I got to give these photographers up here a great round of applause because they've got a tough job up here. They're getting pelted pretty good as hot laps are just starting, so I'm going to throw it down to you.
Smoke, not a bad heat race. Fourth for you. How is it?
I needed to be a little bit better than that, but we'll make the adjustments for the main. We'll be good.
Watch him. He's going to be fast. Fourth spot for Tony Stewart. And another heat on the racetrack right now. Junior is out there. Junior, sounds like caution came out kind of early there.
No.
Is, no,
no
white
that
flag.
Was, that was just hot laps. They were just giving them a little bit of a warm-up here, and white flag, they're going to be coming to the green next time. We've got the 49 car out front, and then we've got the 21 of Burbridge in second spot. We've got a great field of cars here, a great field of 9 sprint cars on the racetrack right now, and I'm just going to stand up here and check them out.
Continuing coverage here at Us Week in Speedway on racetimeradio.com. Got to thank Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio for streaming us here tonight. It's a big night at Us Week in. You don't want to miss it. Those two guys from Hamilton just helped out Tony Stewart. It'll be interesting to see which one of those two fans win the bet here tonight. Money is going down on Stires. Money's going down on Stewart. It'll be interesting to see which one comes out on top a little bit later when the features do come up. I know it is a busy night here at Us Week in Speedway, and you should be out here. But the good part is we are. So we got a lot of stuff coming ahead. We're going to step out, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more from Us Week in Speedway right here on Racetime Radio. So stay with us.
And the base keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned, get started, get started, get started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Truckers, you're expected to go the distance every day, and you should expect the same from your engine oil. That's why Shell is now offering the Shell Rotella Lubrication Limited Warranty for heavy-duty diesel engines, covering up to 10 years, 500,000 miles. This is protection that goes the distance, just what you expect from Shell Rotella. Get your warranty free with purchase of an eligible Shell Rotella engine oil. Visit Rotella.com to see if you qualify and for complete details. Some conditions apply.
If you're on Twitter,
follow us
at Racetime Radio.
Stay up to date on all forms of racing,
as well as a chance to win some cool racing prizes.
So follow us on Twitter
at Racetime Radio. Just outside Hamilton, Ontario,
Canada's fastest dirt track,
Us Week in Speedway,
and the man,
the myth,
the legend,
Tony Stewart returns for 2 big nights.
I'm back in the swing of things, full bore again.
Feel the excitement
as Us Week in Speedway presents Tony Stewart at the Big O. See him take the track Monday, July 30th,
and Tuesday, July 31st.
The grandstands open at 4,
and the green flag drops at 7:45 both nights,
featuring the Corvette sprint cars,
Thunder Stocks,
Mini Stocks, and Bombers,
and of course Tony Stewart.
Just having the chance to run with these guys, pretty awesome.
It's 2 big nights of racing action,
Monday, July 30th,
and Tuesday, July 31st,
with Tony Stewart.
I love doing this
at the Big O,
Us Week in Speedway.
Can Tony win again in Canada,
or will Kinzer beat him to the line?
Be there and see it for yourself.
Go to usweekinspeedway.com for details.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90, takes you inside the sport like no one else.
We just raced really hard, and I think the fans enjoyed it.
Kyle blocks! Tony gets him to Kyle!
Biggest names in NASCAR.
Tony Stewart.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jeff Gordon.
Jimmy Johnson.
Carl Edwards.
Danica Patrick on your home for NASCAR.
All season long.
Very nice job.
Woo!
And for the fans,
we're going to have a wild finish here.
I'm going to fight all the way to the end.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
It's what racing's all about.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn 4,
then you've come to the right place.
It's Racetime Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio. You caught me eating a fry. My beautiful bride of 30 years bringing me fries here down. Junior, you're missing it. We're getting food down here.
Hey, we got some wicked action up here. I'm going to come down right after this race is done. This is the fast heat is lined up on the racetrack right now. We're going green, but the zero car Glenn Stires, and we've also got the two car second all-time win leader here at Osh Weekend. This is a wicked spot to stand. You got to come up here and watch a race.
Oh, dynamite racing here at Us Week in Speedway. The sprint cars have been incredibly fast here tonight. And we do have heat number, I believe it's either 3 or 4, on the racetrack right now. If you're just tuned in, We are live at Oswego Speedway. Tony Stewart finishing up his heat number one in fourth spot. Just ahead of Tony, Jessica Zemkin is in that car. She finished the race up in third. It'll be a dynamite night. We'll see how things shake out for the feature. As Joe mentions, Glenn Steyer's on the racetrack right now. He's laying some laps down. He's fast. And Mitch Brown, also one of those guys that has gone to victory lane already here tonight. It's a gorgeous night here at Oswegan. Clear skies, not a threat of rain. It is a beautiful, beautiful night. The grandstand is just about full here at Oswegan. We'll find out how much the 50-50 goes for tonight. If memory serves me correct, I think we were around $5,000 or $6,000 last year for this particular night. So we'll find out what it is tonight. Junior, I know that race is over on the track. What's going on?
No, actually, we had a spin. The 30C of Goldner, or the 30G, rather, of Goldner, went spinning, coming off of turn two here. No damage, got the car stalled out. Right now, the zero car of Stiers has moved his way up from fourth. He's up to third place here. We're just winding down this last heat race of sprint cars. But I tell you what, that 2M is absolutely spectacular, and I'm going to have to get a name for you.
That far end has got the lap counter and the running order. How many laps are on the board?
Five. We're five laps in. I
believe we've got five more to go.
You got her.
It's got to be a 10-lap heat, right?
You got her. But
so Stiers, where did he start in this race? Back and forth spot?
Back and forth.
Dale Shuneman, starter, over on the starter stand, showing the field one lap to go. Looks like single file restarts here, Junior.
By the looks of it, I don't see them doubling up here. So, they should be doing single file. They are coming to the green this time by. So they are all single file. They're just fanning out here. They're going to go green this time. Here they go. Green flag is out. And what a restart by that 2M.
We will check back with Junior in just a moment here on Racetime Radio. Live coverage from Oswegan. It doesn't get any better than this, race fans. We got sprint cars on the racetrack. We got Tony Stewart in the pits. Got Glenn Steyer's on the racetrack. So far going to victory lane, we have Mitch Brown. Keith Dempster in heat number one. Tony Stewart finishes up fourth. Jessica Zemskin in third in that heat number three, and I believe it is heat number four on the racetrack. We will get you the winner's name that won that heat number three as soon as things settle down out on that racetrack. But beautiful night here. The World of Outlaws coming through tomorrow night, Tuesday night. Going to be a big race here, and I know the weather forecast is calling for some potential showers. But that isn't right here at the racetrack. We heard from Ken Pelkey a little bit earlier today, and Ken reassured us that the weather is going to be fine here at the Speedway, so you don't want to miss that race. Junior, another slowdown on that racetrack, or have we got a winner?
No, we've got a winner. The 2M of Dustin goes to victory lane. Just dominated, actually. The 01 coming home, the 0 coming home in second place of Glenn Steyer's. The 01 of Krichka coming home in third as the Thunderstocks roll out. And you know who's got the pole for this race? A long time asphalt racer, Dave Silverthorne, in the number 9 car, Delaware Superstock regular. He has got the pole for his second ever dirt race here at Oshweekin. This should be interesting. I'm going to stay up here and watch this one, and then I'm going to come down and get some fries.
Man, that's got to be good news. Well, we have Glenn Steyer's with us now. He is just rolled into the Tech Garage here. And, Junior, where did you say Glenn finished this
second
race?
Second spot.
Second spot. He is the second spot. Didn't know whether he had won the race or finished second. He's just pulling his helmet off. I know he's got to get the car all weighed, and he's going to be a busy guy. But we'll get a quick word with Glenn. Glenn, how did that one feel? Second spot for you.
You know what? It's always fun racing behind Dustin Daggett. He's one of the best in the country, and finishing second to him is always good.
Pretty amazing race. How does the track feel to you guys?
The track is amazing. It's really fast. It's racy. There's a lot of grooves, a lot of side-by-side racing, and wow, what a night.
You got smoked by two spots so far.
All right, I can't wait.
Good luck. Keep it up.
All right, thank you.
That's Glenn Steyer's driver of that Zero Sprint car. You heard him say that Dana Nada went to victory lane. That's who's driving that 2M. So those are your heat winners. Junior, you got Thunderstocks on the track.
Thunderstocks are on the track. Dave Silverthorne is actually holding the lead by about a car length and a half over the next guy. They're side by side behind him, three wide even. Great racing here at Oshawegan Speedway. But that nine car of Dave Silverthorne, always tough at an asphalt track, very tough on a dirt track apparently. He's finding the cushion, and he's making that thing work. But it's actually Dustin Daga in the 2M.
Ah, you got it. I am corrected. Thank you so much. We see the 33 car kind of looking like the Skull Bandit wheeling off the racetrack a little early in this one, Joe.
Yeah, for sure. He had a little bit of difficulties. We had some smoke rolling out of that number 33 car as we're having a battle for the lead.
If you're just tuned in to Racetime Radio, we are continuing our coverage from Oshawegan Speedway. We are with you live here. It's a beautiful night of racing. Sprint cars, thunder cars, mini stocks, Tony Stewart, Glenn Steyer's, Hoopinen. Oh, the list goes on and on. We got so many drivers here in the pits. Truly one of the biggest nights in all of dirt racing here in Canada, and it all happens at Oshawegan Speedway. Everything is underway right now. It isn't really too late to make it to the racetrack. If you're out listening to this and you're close to the Speedway, you don't want to miss this feature here tonight. Doesn't look like a lot of seats over in the grandstand area, but I can tell you, there's lots of standing room. There isn't a bad spot to be here at Oshawegan Speedway. Junior, how's that race looking up off high atop of turn two?
Dave Silverthorne is getting harassed by the 85 and the 32 here in the Thunderstocks. But he's holding his own. He's not blocking a lane. He's running the top side. He's using the cushion up. He's getting a really good drive up off the corner, and it should be pretty interesting as we've only got three laps here left. There are eight-lap heat races. Dave Silverthorne looks strong here. He's going to win this one.
You got to keep talking because I got a fry going, Junior.
Dave Silverthorne is actually side-by-side with the 32 car as he gets pushed out of the groove coming off of four for the win. Very exciting race. That's a tough one. You know, he just lost her in the last corner.
You know, we want to remind race fans, if you're out there and you're listening to Racetime Radio, tell your friends we're streaming live right now. We got Mikey Krichka, driver of the 01 sprint car. Mikey, see you talking to some officials there. What's going on?
I don't want to say anything bad about Oshawegan because you can't. This place is just absolutely amazing. There's just a couple procedures that it kind of bit me in the bum before where we go by passing points. So say somebody starts fourth and finishes first, whatever. It goes by a mathematical formulation that's in the program. So what happened to me in this past heat was Dustin Daggett in the 2M was supposed to start fourth. He rolled up to second because somebody scratched. Now they start him as they do his passing points as if he's starting fourth. So really he passed two cars before the green even goes out. We're encouraged not to race under caution here, and I just get upset losing spots before a green flag was ever thrown. It happened to me a couple weeks ago, cost me $100 in the State Farm Insurance Top Gun. That really upset me, and it happened to me again here tonight. And, you know, I'm probably still going to make the redraw, but it's frustrating. You'd like to be able to pull a little sooner. And I just don't think it's fair. It's just, if I don't want to say laziness, but it is. You know what I mean? If they were to call over and say, okay, the 67 scratch, the 2M starting second, redo the lineup quick, then passing points would be extremely fair. So I'll do my diligence and just put it down on the suggestion seat in August, and hopefully we'll fix it for next year. But other than that, I can't complain about a damn thing. The old one's fast. Instant Installation Smart Comfort 01's ripping it. SouthernSmokeTruck.com. Other than that, Joe, I'll see you in victory lane, bro.
You got it. That's the fire we all love to see in race car drivers, and that's what Mikey Krichka definitely has inside him. I see another driver that I really want to catch up with. He's walking through the tech garage, and I'm going to grab him right after Junior talks with this. He's got a winner over there in tech lane.
Hey, I do have a winner here. Mark Gossett, driver of the number 32. Thunderstock had a phenomenal run with Dave Silverthorne. I tell you what, man, you want to just roll off the scales here, and then we'll talk just on the other side of Tech Lane here. But that was a spectacular run. Awesome run, man. You guys clean running, side by side, the whole nine yards. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, it was really good. I got a good jump off the start, and number nine was pushing the pace there, and I just tried to stay with him, and I figured in the last couple laps I'd probably get it, as long as I get the stick on the bottom.
Now, long-time competitor here, or how many years have you been running dirt?
This is my fourth year running dirt, but this is a once-a-year run that I get to run at Oswegan. I only run once a year.
Well, congratulations. That was a phenomenal run. Beautiful ride. You obviously got some sponsors to thank.
Oh, yeah. I got lots of sponsors to thanks to Wild Goose Performance, Acadian Performance, Cars and Parts, London Arms, all my fathers, my dad, Jim, and my dad, Doug, and my family, all the support and help.
Right on. Well, hopefully see you here in Victory Lane for the feature because you look strong.
Good job, Junior. And, you know, I walked through this garage area. I can see a couple of crafty veterans in sprint cars. Actually, how about even a past champion in a sprint car? We got Dave Dykstra, driver of the number 5D in the sprint cars. What did you think of that heat race? I didn't see you come through here, so you must not have been in that top three.
We started 10th and finished 4th. It was a good run. It was a tough heat. I mean, every heat's really tough here. It's tough to pass. There's a lot of really fast cars here, so it was a good heat race.
Yeah, you love this racetrack, and you know, each year I come down here, I always try and key in on that number 5 car. You do a great job on this speedway. Maybe tonight's your night, Dave.
I hope so. We've been a little bit tough this year. Hurt a couple motors, and we're bouncing back, and we seem to be getting better every week. And yeah, it's just a good competition, and it's great racing.
We're going to see you tomorrow night. You're going to bolt the stuff on and get out there for the World Outlaws?
I don't know. We'll see how the night goes, and then we'll go from there.
We'll definitely be keyed in on the past champion here at Oswegan Speedway. Thanks so much, Dave. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good deal. Joe, we got another winner rolling through the garage. Looks like Kevin Knapp is going to go to Victory Lane. I don't see Junior around here. Where'd you go, Jun? Okay, he must be doing something here, but I do have Kevin Knapp. Kevy, look at you go, man. You just went out there and won a race here this week, and you must like this place.
I can't believe it, man. That's unreal. This thing seems to get around here pretty good.
You got Lucky Dog, you got Harvey's Hamburger, you got everything all covered off. Feature time comes up. You happy with the car?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll see how things go between now and then, but I'm sure the track will change a ton between now and then, so we'll have to keep an eye on that and make some changes.
You know, last year I remember seeing you out on this racetrack. I can't remember seeing a Camaro.
This I actually had this car last year. Maybe you seen me a couple years ago when I had the Monte Carlo, but this was new last year too. We built it from ground up, and it's been just so good for us so far.
Kevin, good luck in that feature. Looks like you got a fast ride here tonight.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
That's Kevin Knapp, driver of the number 4K, and he is from Merrittville originally. He's here at Oswegan Speedway tonight. He just rolled her through the tech garage. That's a real good sign when you can come to Oswegan Speedway and roll your car through tech. Racing continues on the racetrack. We got lots of cars, lots of divisions, and we'll have lots of winners here on Racetime Radio. Slight recap for you. The number 2M, that was Dustin Nada going to Victory Lane in the sprint cars. We had the 5 of Keith Dempster. Also with a heat win. Who else did we have as heat winners? I got to think here for a wee bit. Tell you what, I know Tony Stewart ended up finishing 4th in his heat, and I do know that the zero car of Glenn Stires finished 2nd in his heat to that 2M car. It'll be interesting. Actually, it's coming to me. It was Mitch Brown winning one of those heats. It's see Mitch over here in the garage. We're going to grab him for a minute. Well, Mitch, you got a heat win. What do you think? How's the number 10 doing?
She rolled around pretty good there. We just got her up top there and went, so she was going good.
What do you think for the feature? You going to change anything? Crew back there going hard at it, or are you leaving it alone?
We're changing a bit. We're just waiting to see what the track does and see how it goes, and then we'll make our changes accordingly.
You know, last year I can remember standing here with you. You were in that top three. You had a great night last year at the same race.
Yeah, we had a few good nights last year. Ran pretty good. Had some luck and struggling a bit this year, but we're getting faster.
World Outlaws tomorrow night. You going to bolt the Goodyear on and get in with the boys?
Yeah, we just got a sponsor today, actually. So I'd like to thank Eagles Nest Motorsports Park, and we're going to get a couple good years and go out here tomorrow.
Fantastic news. You're a great driver here. A lot of those fans cheering for that number 10 car. Can't wait to see how you do tonight and tomorrow night. Go get them, buddy.
Thanks.
That is Mitch Brown, driver of the number 10 in that sprint car. A lot of sprint car drivers hanging out here, and I know the names, I know the faces, and we got Jamie Collard. See, look at that. I can read. Jamie, how is the car tonight?
Yeah, we're pretty good. We got it going there. I started seventh in my heat and got up to third, so that should put me in the redraw for the A main here. So hopefully I can pull a good number and start up front.
Is that what you guys are doing, sort of hanging around, finding out how all the numbers shake out here in the garage?
Yeah, they're going to put up here right shortly the top 12 for the feature, and we come in here and we do a pill draw, and where you draw is where you start, so see what we can do.
Where are you going to be on that racetrack come feature time? You going to be up high? You going to be down low? Is the track going to change between the qualifiers and the feature? What do you think?
This track's going to change a lot. I don't know. I think you're going to have to be top or bottom. We got to just watch this B main and see what happens out there and probably choose from there how to set the car up.
Iroquois in the front of the uniform. You got a lot of great sponsors on your machine.
Yeah, our big sponsors, Oswegan Speedway, Iroquois Hereford, Iroquois Poker, and Townline Variety. They're our main sponsors, and they help us out every week.
Jamie Collard, let's see if we can get him in victory lane tonight. That'd be fun.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Good luck in the race. Junior, you know, another sprint car driver. Got to see him. He won a heat race as well. We got Keith Dempster, driver of the number 5. Keith, look at this. You started the night out right. You started it out with a heat win.
Yeah, the car was really good in the heat race. Hopefully we can be the same in a feature. Last week we won the heat race again, and our car was real, real good in the heat race, and then car went away in the feature. More racetrack getting really slick, and the car wasn't set up for it. So, hopefully we can do well tonight.
I know you guys have all kinds of competition every week here, but, man, tonight, tomorrow night, it ain't going to get any tougher than that, I don't think, all year long.
Well, tonight's a big night for us as far as a 360 goes, but tomorrow night I'll be running a 360 against 410s. It's just, hopefully we make the show, and, that's all you can do. I mean, you're not gonna race with those guys. I mean, they got so much horsepower down the straightaways that, every straightaway they pick up, half a straightaway on you, so it's pretty tough to compete with a 360, so... But, we'll have fun and try and put on a show for the crowd.
I got a funny feeling you're just sort of downplaying it because you're going to come out and kick some butt tomorrow night. How does this redraw work? Where are you going to start the future? Can you tell now?
Well, as you can see right now, I'm drawing out of this bag. There's 12 numbers in it, and whatever you pick is where you're going to start. The redraw works where the top cars in passing points through the heat race, if you pass two or three cars or... if you win the heat race, it's a bonus of 5 points. So it works on a point system where whoever's the highest gets to draw first, and then it goes on so on down to 12. And, that wasn't too bad, a 6 that we drew, and, we can work with that. Last week I was the highest in passing points and then drew a 10. So it's just luck of the draw.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be okay. 6 spot, good spot to start.
Yeah, it's a good spot. I'm looking at the board there, and I'm looking at the zero car on the pole, so that's not good.
But he is the boss, so you'll let him go for a little while and then go get him.
Yeah, I don't ever let him go because, he's hooked up this year and running really well. So, I don't treat him any differently on the racetrack. He doesn't treat me any differently on the racetrack other than we race hard and we race clean and... he's one of the best around here, and, I treat him with respect. He treats me with respect. It's a good deal.
I've watched you win a lot of races. I'm about to watch you win another one here tonight on this weekend. Good luck tonight, Keith Dempster, in the 5 car. Good luck.
Thank you very much, and really, really good to see you guys here supporting us, and, this is the stuff that we need to get our names out there.
Well, your guys are definitely getting out there. You're putting yourself on the board. We got nothing to do with it, brother. Have a great race. That's Keith Dempster in the 5 Junior. I know you're working hard over there, and you are with somebody, and your mic is turned on, so let her rip.
Hey, I'm over here with NASCAR Canadian Tire Series car owner and longtime racer Jim Bray. What are you doing here? This is a dirt track, not an asphalt track.
Where else would you be? The dirt track's where the real racing is.
That's right.
else would you be?
That's right.
This, mind you, I was at the Speedway yesterday, and had a, I was in the old timers lounge, the 500 old timers lounge, and I met the met Tony Holman's secretary. And I don't know if you know who Tony Holman was. He was the owner of the Indianapolis Speedway, and we shared a lot of little interesting little tidbits from 40, 50 years ago.
Now, for fans that maybe haven't heard of you, you used to race Cup. You used to race a lot of different stuff all across Canada and the U.S. I remember talking to you at, I do believe it was the CME, or it might have even been Performance World when you had your Cup car that raced at Daytona. You still got that?
Yeah, that you're talking about the 60 Ford probably. Yeah, we've it's about 99% restored now. It's not a replica, it's a restoration. And I got the original car remains back in 1990, and we got working on it 3 or 4 years ago and put a fresh body on it. But the same chassis, frame, rear end, door panel, stash, roll cage, a lot of the original stuff. And we've got to put a sway bar and the seat belts and rear window straps and a couple of little things. But it's basically finished like it was in the first World 600 in 1960.
Now, whereabouts can fans see that? Are you going to have it out to some shows over the next little while here?
We'll probably have it out again. I was going to bring it here, but my son said it was too dusty, but Glenn said it was too busy. So we had it here last year, but this place is so jammed up tonight and tomorrow night, which is really good that we didn't bring it this time. But you have to be here. And the next time I see Nelson, Tony's dad, I'm going to tease him again. I'll say, your kid is good, but he just can't quite beat that little blonde-haired girl in a 360 car.
Jessica Zebkin. Hey, look.
Nelson said, better not say that to Tony. He doesn't have that good a sense of humor. that was when they were friends or more.
Now, obviously, you've got a wicked NASCAR Canadian Tire Series program set up with Howie Scannell. What else are we going to see over the course of the year with your NASCAR Canadian Tire Series stuff?
Well, we've been running two cars. We ran the first four races, then we didn't go west. I have Larry Jackson in the other car, and Larry had never been on a road course before, and did a great job. Finished on the lead lap on both road races. Had weird couple of weird things happen to him on the ovals, and we ran Howie with the road race car in the ovals to help fill the field, kind of partially converted to oval track. And then 2 weeks ago, we started our driver development program with Matthew Scannell, third generation driver, 15 years old, learned how to drive a standard transmission on the Friday night before they loaded the car, took it to Mosport Oval and ran the 100 lapper in that Ontario Sportsman Series. And he was slower, but he got quicker and quicker, and he got in the wall by himself and got involved with another car. And so he went and apologized to the other driver after the race. And the guy said, hey, he said, it's my fault. This is your first race. And I've been driving for 20 years, and you were running ahead of me when you spun. So he said, I shouldn't have been behind you if I was any good.
Right on. Well, hopefully catch up with you and see you at...
We'll be in Trois-Rivières next week with both cars, or this week, coming weekend with both cars.
Perfect. Are you guys all prepared for rain? Have you seen the forecast?
You have to be prepared. Well, we ran the race in the rain last year just with Howie, and he would have had a top five finish, but he got spun by the 21 car again and ended up a lap down. So when they had a caution, another car was ahead of him by then, and he got the lap back, and we didn't. And he passed about six cars on the green-white checker, but he was a lap down. So he should have had a top maybe five, six, seventh place. He was running sixth when he got spun, so... Same at Mosport this year. He was running fifth when he got spun, and he was running ninth in the last lap at iCar when he got spun by a rookie driver. So, but it can always be worse. We haven't wrecked cars bad, and we haven't blown anything up, so it can always be worse in racing.
Right on. Well, good seeing you. Get up there and watch some racing. This racing down here is wild.
It's fantastic. It's anybody that doesn't come here doesn't know what they're missing.
That's right. That's Jim Bray, everyone. Looking around in this tech garage, everybody's filing out. Everybody's getting ready to do some B-mains right before we have an intermission here at Oshweken Speedway. Beautiful, beautiful night for racing. It is getting a little bit dusty looking at the track. We are seeing it slick up a little bit. That could be really conducive to having these Oshweken guys do really good tomorrow against the 410 Sprints of the World of Outlaws.
You know, Junior, you never know who you're going to see here at the Big O, especially on big nights like this. We've seen drivers from Asphalt. We've seen team owners. And, man, we're only seeing a touch of them as they go through the garage area here at Sweekin Speedway. We're going to step out, take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from some more winners. We'll bring you up to date on who has gone to Victory Lane so far here at Sweekin. So stay with us. Junior and I will be back in just a moment on Racetime Radio. Thanks to Grant Slater.
Well, Tony Stewart now. Tony, that was a whale of a race out there tonight. Started like 15th, rolled her all the way up to third. A caution, what do you think? Could you have got him?
It definitely would have helped for sure. I mean, I never even saw the leader, so...
You're going to stick around for another night, be in the world of Outlaws.
We didn't want to miss the opportunity to race two nights in a row. I love doing this, and we don't get a chance to come to Canada much. And, you know, since we got here, everybody's been really good to us, so we wanted to make sure we got everybody taken care of tonight.
What do you think it's going to take to win out here with the World Outlaws?
We're racing with the best sprint car drivers in the country, so just to be running with them. And, you know, I got two good teammates between Steve Kinzer and Donnie Schatz. I got two good guys to lean on for information. And, you know, we could go run smaller races and probably win a lot more races than this. But, you know, the only way to get better is to race with the guys that do it every weekend for a living. We don't come here with the intention of not winning a race. It's fun when I grew up watching a lot of these guys. And, you know, then I've been an owner since 2001 in this series. So it's a pretty cool feeling to be able to now come and race with these guys. So I get my butt kicked more than I'd like. But, you know, we're learning a lot doing it. And, you know, the only way you get better is to race guys that are better than you.
Hey, welcome back to Truck Talk. Today we're discussing what a good heavy-duty diesel engine oil can do for your truck. Let's go ahead and take a caller. Clarence, have you noticed any effects from your engine oil?
Well, are you sure, Rotella?
Great choice. So what are you seeing? Increased deposit protection?
A rod and reel.
A what now?
Buying Shell Rotella earned me a free rod and reel. You know, for fishing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, tell me about sandwiches!
Oh, yeah, Shell Rotella got me free sandwiches, too.
Yeah, who is that?
That's Johnny. We're fishing.
Uh-huh.
And eating sandwiches on a boat!
Well, good for you. Can we take another caller?
You can get even more out of Shell Rotella with the My Miles Matter Rewards Program. Reward yourself with great stuff from Bass Pro Shops, Subway, Burger King, Travelocity, and more. Look for reward codes under the caps of specially marked bottles of Shell Rotella or ask your participating installer, then sign up online. Make your miles matter with My Miles Matter from Shell Rotella. Featured corporations are not sponsors of this promotion. All rights reserved. Visit Rotella.com for terms, conditions, and redemption details.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by K&K Insurance Canada, insuring the world's fun, and by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in racing fuel technology, and by Fast Eddie Racewear, wear what the pros wear, Fast Eddie Racewear.
Wherever you are,
Racetime Radio is there.
And the best part is,
it's free.
It's on your iPhone,
iPad,
BlackBerry,
Android,
or even the old way.
It's on your desktop, you little whippersnapper.
Get them, Gramps.
Streaming live or on demand.
You'll get it at racetimeradio.com. Just outside Hamilton, Ontario.
Canada's fastest dirt track.
Oshweekin Speedway.
And the man.
The myth.
The legend.
Tony Stewart returns for two big nights.
I'm back in the swing of things full bore again.
Feel the excitement.
As Oshweekin Speedway presents Tony Stewart at the Big O. See him take the track Monday, July 30th.
And Tuesday, July 31st.
The grandstands open at 4.
And the green flag drops at 7:45 both nights.
Featuring the Corp. Sprint cars,
Thunder Stocks,
Mini Stocks, and Bombers.
And of course, Tony Stewart.
Just having the chance to run with these guys is pretty awesome.
It's two big nights of racing action.
Monday, July 30th.
And Tuesday, July 31st.
With Tony Stewart.
I love doing this.
At the Big O.
Oshweekin Speedway.
Can Tony win again in Canada?
Or will Kinzer beat him to the line?
Be there and see it for yourself.
Go to OshweekinSpeedway.com for details.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90, takes you inside the sport like no one else.
We just raced really hard, and I think the fans enjoyed it.
Kyle Blocks! Tony gets in the car!
The biggest names in NASCAR.
Tony Stewart.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jeff Gordon.
Jimmy Johnson.
Carl Edwards.
Danica Patrick on your home for NASCAR.
All season long.
Very nice job.
Woo!
Good for the fans.
We're going to have a wild finish here.
I'm going to fight all the way to the end.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
It's what racing's all about.
And now is a public service.
Racetime Radio presents Driving Tips with Smoke and Joe.
Tip number 12. Never question your crew chief's methods in his quest for total race perfection.
Keep the pace, car! What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
And that was tonight's Driving Tip from Racetime Radio. Now, back to more Smoke and Joe.
Big Moose Racing 01 of Mike Crisca. Mikey, another good night.
Yeah, it's been great. I love it when people say, hey, another great run for you, eh? Yeah, it's just, I'll take it, you know what I mean? It was a great run, and to go out run good, you look at the top three out there to run fifth or sixth, it's great. And we waxed them. If we had a caution late in the race there, I think we might have had something for them. We've been able to pounce on them. So, and as a driver, that's all you can ask for, is to be in the position to pounce, right?
Double duty, you're going to try it again, or what's the scoop?
Absolutely. Car's in one piece. I got my Goodyear in the truck, and I got my good buddy Jamie Turner's going to loan me his flat wing. We're going to come out here and try and put her in the show for the second year in a row and make $800.
Good luck.
Thanks very much. Hey, I appreciate everything you guys do for the radio and all in the motorsports and be on Sirius nationwide and covering us guys in Canada. Everybody thinks we're a joke up here, but we can throw it down too. So if you're listening in America tonight, look out. Canada's coming for you.
And welcome back to Racetime Radio. We are live tonight at This Week in Speedway. Got a little news update for you here. How about Glenn Steyer starting on the pole of the feature, Joe? You see the starting lineup right there? Going to be a dynamite feature, but you see something on that lineup that catches your eye at all?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff that catches my eye here at Ushweek, and I haven't even looked at the lineup yet.
How about the 14 car of Tony Stewart? Not qualified yet for the A main. He is going to be on the pole of that B main. Eight cars will qualify to make up that A main.
They just wanted to give him a checkered flag.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be really tough to beat in that B main. We're going to have the mini stocks there on the racetrack right now. The checkered flag is just waving, and now we're going to have a good long intermission as we're waiting for the B main. After the intermission, we're going to have the B main for the sprint cars and as well the thunder stocks, and then after that we're going to go straight into the A main. So there's not a very large turnaround here. You don't have much time to make adjustments, but I can guarantee you those guys are going to be down there making bump rubber adjustments on that left rear, talking to the guys. I know that they go from 8 inches or they go from 12 inches of stagger across the rear down to 8 inches on the rear. That is a massive adjustment. They go from 12 to 8 between the qualifiers and the features, usually making that adjustment as the track gets slickened up. So that is a massive adjustment. The guys are always throwing different things at it, but could you imagine if you threw 4 inches of stagger adjustment at a late model stock car? That's a major adjustment. So these guys here are they're doing a phenomenal job in the pits. I know I was taking a walk down there during break, and I seen a bunch of the guys doing some work and thrashing on it. Stewart's guys were actually thrashing pretty bad, so it's going to be exciting. The B main's going to be really exciting, and the one to watch is definitely Stewart in that B main. But looking at him out on that racetrack in his heat race, he didn't look all that spectacular tonight, but you can guarantee they're going to dial it in and get it ready.
Hey, that was a great chat we had with Tony Stewart over on Sirius XM Channel 157, and I know Grant Slater is going to restream that two-hour show at some point here. But, man, a great chat to hear Tony. He's had a busy day, of course, busy weekend. He was at Indy, finished up where he finished. I believe it was somewhere in the top 10 there. Somewhat of a frustrating day, as he explained to you that it was. And today, you know, practice was all taking place at Michigan International Speedway. Tire test, Danica wrecked the car. Tony had to fly in here. He signed a bunch of autographs, and, you know, he made it in here and jumped on the program with us. We thank him so much for that. But he's had a busy day. Can you imagine leading the lifestyle that Tony Stewart leads in racing? The guy's busy all the time.
You definitely need some five-hour energy or some monster energy or something, because I tell you what, he's got to be burning on both ends all the time. Everybody wants him in 25 different directions, and I just walked down to their pit area there, and they've got it roped off. They keep on widening out the roped-off area because everybody keeps on getting so close. But he's standing down there signing autographs, so... It's pretty cool. Right now, out on the racetrack, we're seeing Glenn Stires, the famous two-seater sprint car, out on the racetrack. And fans, if you've never been here, make sure you stop by. You can pick up a ticket. You can purchase a ticket for a chance to win a ride in a two-seater sprint car. And I tell you what, that's something that's spectacular and exciting.
I just came out of the Richard Petty driving experience doing four laps around Riverside International Speedway with Frankie Kimmel Jr. I'll tell you, Jr., it was a thrill of a lifetime in that number 14 Tony Stewart car, actually, with the Richard Petty driving experience. And anybody that did the Canadian Tour understands exactly what I went through when I was inside that car. It was truly a thrill ride. And you get out here to us weekend and get a chance to get a ride around in that two-seater sprint car that Glenn Stires has put together. I can tell you for sure there's going to be an underwear change going on when you get out of that car.
There's no doubt. You can hear it in the background, fans. It doesn't just sound fast. They are booking it. You know what? They're definitely hauling the mail. They're making some good time around this half-mile racetrack, and it looks exciting, man. I want to ride in that. So we're going to have to tell Glenn Stires tomorrow. We're coming out early. I want to ride in that sprint car.
What do you say we give you a quick rundown now on the A main for those sprint cars tonight? We'll tell you who's qualified so far and where they are qualified. The 7 car, the 7X. And when we look down through the list, that is Jamie Collard. He is going to start the A main on the pole. That's going to be a great starting spot for Jamie Collard in that 7X. Outside pole is going to be the 0. That is Glenn Stires. The 49X, and I'm looking down through my list of drivers, and I don't see the 49X, but I imagine Cheryl Pelkey could tell me. Scott Kruder is who Cheryl tells me that 49X car is. He's going to start in the third spot. He is on the outside of row number 2. Looks like the 1Z will be on the inside of row number 2. The 2M, that is Dustin Nada, and he will start this race in row number 3 on the outside. Inside row number 3, the number 5 car. Outside row 4 is the 27H. Inside row 5 is the 07K car. Outside row number 5 is the 49 car. The 71 will start to his inside. Row number 6 will be made up of Mitch Brown, driver of the number 10, who did win a heat tonight. Starting outside in row 6, right beside Mitch, the 5D. That is a past champion here at the Suiken Speedway. That is no one other than Dave Dykstra. He's going to be starting in that outside row. We heard from him. Starting in row 7, the 33X. Inside is the number 11. And looking back into row number 8, we have the 01 and the 3R. Now, Junior, the main, or the B main, is going to be the transfer race to fill out the rest of the field in that A main race. It's going to be 25 laps here tonight at Suiken Speedway for the sprint cars. Got Tony Stewart, is not qualified just yet. He is going to start on the pole for that B main, and right beside him is going to be the number 31 car. In row number 2, kind of looks like the 9NZ. Not quite sure about that. It looks like a 9, though. The 43 to the outside for row number 3. Row number 4 is the 10C car. The 14H is on the outside of row number 4. Row 5, 5C. The 9 car is going to start on the outside, pardon me, inside of row number 5. Row number 6 will consist of the 40 car and the 21J. In row number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In the 8th row, it's going to be the 94 and the 30G. Row number 7 will be the 15 and the 80. Row number 9 will be the 81 and the 67 and the T27 will round out the field for that being main. How many cars will qualify? 8 will make it in. That's only a 10-lap dash for that B qualifier. Junior, that is going to be one that we have to go to the fence to watch here tonight.
I can guarantee you, I'm going to be parked right up here in the pit grandstand. I'm going to get up as high as I can get, but that B main is going to be spectacular to watch. You can guarantee it's going to be exciting. And also, you can really see the excitement brewing here for the B main. I seen a bunch of the drivers that were they were looking pretty sketched out there, but it's definitely going to be a big race for these guys because there is so much pressure to perform. Look at how many people are up there in the grandstands, and I tell you what, everybody's happy to be here.
She's a wild spot here at Us Week in Speedway, and tomorrow night the World Outlaws come through. Jim Dale Jr., we spoke with him a little bit earlier tonight, of course, leads the points at South Buxton Speedway. Jimmy, we watched that first round of qualifying. What did you think? We got some fast cars here tonight.
Oh, yeah. And this track's really good tonight. It's got, like, line bottom, middle, top. It's going to be a fast track for the features.
Are we going to get covered in dirt, do you think? Or do you think it's going to stay down and the guys are going to be able to get hooked up? I know you're turning brown a wee bit. That ain't old Dan.
Yeah, it's we're going to get covered. But you're going to be able to see it fine. It's just with a sprint car, the wing just throws it up there no matter what you're going to do. Unless it's muddy, but it ain't that. So it's still going to be fast, but you're going to get dirty. You're at a dirt track.
Mitch Brown looks strong. Another car that looked really good was Keith Dempster. And we've seen some real good movements out of Dave Dykstra. Who do you think locally is going to be the guy? And, of course, Glenn, he starts back there a wee bit, and he finishes second. What do you think?
Yeah, Glenn, I'd watch Glenn. There's no doubt. The high line's going to be his spot. There's no doubt there. Tony wasn't that bad either. I watched him. He was pretty good at it, too. Jessica's all right. Dykstra's always is, and Keith is, too.
B feature comes up. Tony Stewart on the pole. Is it a shoe-in, or does he really got to work? He's got a lot of fast cars behind him.
Yeah, he's going to have to stay there. There's no doubt. They're not going to give it to him. Because he's Tony Stewart doesn't mean to give it to him.
If anything, it's going to mean that they're going to put more pressure on him, right?
Yeah, they're going to want to beat him.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild race. All coming up, race fans. Thanks so much. I don't even warn people. See that? No warning,
Junior. You
just
stick a mic right in somebody's face.
That's right. You got to keep it going. Photographer. Look at this. We got a sweeping photographer. Who are you?
I'm Joan Cuse.
Joan, how long have you been taking pictures out here?
This is my first time.
Your first time? All right. This is a great person to talk to. Now, what do you think so far of this dirt track?
This is fun. I like seeing the cars go sideways.
And who are you shooting for? You got to be shooting for somebody, just yourself?
Yep.
Really? So just a big race fan, but never shot here. Have you been here to see a race?
Yes, I have seen a race here before.
Are you a dirt fan? Or are you an asphalt fan? Or are you a short track fan? Or are you a NASCAR fan?
All three.
All of the above, right? Who's your favorite NASCAR driver? And I'll bet you it's Tony Stewart, but who is it?
I'm sorry, it's Casey Kane.
Casey Kane. So tomorrow.
I like Carl Edwards and Tony Stewart also, but my driver's Casey Kane.
Yeah, I gotta love Casey Kane. We've seen him win at Rockingham. I interviewed him. What a great guy. You know, the guy you see on TV is the guy you get, really. Casey Kane, they don't make him any better.
Nope, you don't.
Now, tomorrow night, the World Outlaws comes in. Casey Kane's got some guys in there. Joey Saldana drives for Casey Kane.
I'll be here.
Are you going to go for Casey Kane? Are you going to go for Tony Stewart? Who's your favorite in the World Outlaws?
Tony Stewart.
Yeah, you're going to be Stewart again? Kinzer, one of those guys?
Nope. Tony Stewart.
Okay, well, that's the way this photographer sees it. We'll find out exactly what's going to take place, Junior.
Hey, I got a proud papa standing in front of me here. The dad of Mitch Brown going to victory lane in heat race number 2, I guess, the second heat race, driving the number 10 Haldex car. You got to be one proud guy, man. That was one heck of a run you guys put together.
Yeah, it was a good start there. He just got the inside line to take the lead, and then he got up on a cushion, and that's where the track was fast at the time. So good to see these driving with a little confidence going forward here. It's going to be a tough feature, though.
Now, you guys went out early, and now you got to go out late because obviously you guys had a great finishing position. Now you got a long time to wait between your heat and a feature. What are you guys going to do for adjustments? Obviously, you're not going to let all the cats out of the bag, but Are you going to have to really chase the race car and do a bunch of changes heading into the feature?
With racing here every week, we tend to know the characteristics of the track. So, you know, we always have a base we sort of start with, and, you know, we keep good notes to know where we need to go with the condition of the track. So it'll be interesting for sure with the big gap here with being on the track.
Now, for fans that don't know or they recognize your name, but they don't really can't put it to place, Doug Brown, you were a longtime racer in both the CASCAR series and NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, longtime competitor all around Ontario and as well all throughout Canada. And what have you been up to? You've been a crew chief, a car owner. Look at this.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, to be in racing is just the love of it all. You know, it's been in the family forever with my dad racing for years and then myself. Now with both my boys racing here, it's a great experience, and it's something we look forward to every week, and it's great family quality time with me and my boys. It's something that we just love to do.
Right on. Well, good luck tonight. Tell both your boys to go get them, and looking forward to the features. Man, this is my first experience here at Oshawa. This is awesome.
Oh, it's great. You know, like if people haven't been here before and they've come for the first time, they are going to come back for sure. It's just it's a great venue, and it's for the all class or quality racing.
Hey, you got a stagger tape in your hand. Get down there, change some staggers around, and have a good race.
Junior, you know, you see some of these Thundercar drivers, they're out here biting nails, wondering where they're going to start. We got Bobby Monroe right in the lineup on the board. Who have we got here?
I'm Dusty DeBoer from the Bombers.
Oh, Bombers, what do you think, Dusty? How's it going tonight?
It was going pretty good. I think it was a little bit slick in one corner and dry in the other one, so you just got to remember where you are on the track and just put the hammer down in that class. It's real tight racing.
Well, you have to have some sort of water wetter sticking out the back for that dry corner. Do you like it dry?
I got a V6 in my car, so it takes the power well. Like when it's wet, then I push real bad in the corner. I can't get the power down. Then the four cylinders can take off. But when it's dry, my car, it's at its best.
So what are you thinking for the feature? It comes up. I guess that's what you're waiting for is the lineup, right?
Yeah, waiting for the lineup for the feature. I think I'll probably be starting middle of the pack, so hopefully you can get clear of some spots early. There's some fast cars that'll be starting around me, so I just got to get by them, hold them off, and hope for the best.
Yeah, good news is you're not starting dead last.
No, I should be. I think, let's see right now, I'm starting sixth, so... Outside lane might be a little wet in the one corner up high, but as long as they don't wet it down anymore.
What's the car number?
The car is number 23.
Number 23. We'll keep our eye on you. Good luck tonight, bud.
Thanks.
Dynamite runners. Junior, who knows who's going to win these races? Lineups all going on the board. Intermission right now at Oshawa Speedway. And you know things are all going to heat up here. Doesn't take these guys long to run through their feature events. When these guys get on the racetrack, it's going to be balls to the wall, so to say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The cushion's widening out. Looking at the racetrack there, they're really slinging some dirt, and it's drying out a little bit. They're probably going to get the water truck out there and just give her a little squirt, get it freshened up for the features a little bit, and get back at it here. The B main, the A mains are going to be spectacular. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Thunderstock race. If it's anything like the heats, it'll be a great race.
What do you say I take a shot out? We'll hear from some of these race fans and find out exactly who they're thinking is going to win the race tonight. How you doing, bud? What's your name?
Alec Atkinson.
Alec, where are you from?
Oakville, Ontario.
Okay. Who are you going for tonight? Sprint car, thunder car, mini stock. You only here to see sprints. What's your deal?
Sprints. Doesn't matter who wins. It's always a good time.
Doesn't matter. You come here all the time?
Yep.
And Tony Stewart coming in. You want to see a local guy winner? Would you like to see Smoke go to victory lane here?
Be pretty cool to see Smoke go.
Tomorrow night, World of Outlaws. Big, big night. What do you think for tomorrow night?
It's going to be a good one.
You going to be here for it?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly. There you go. There's the keywords. A buddy of his. What's your name?
Rick.
Rick, where are you from?
Oakville.
Oakville. How about you? Who are you going for?
Doesn't matter to me. It's first time here.
First time here. What do you think of the Speedway?
That's a lot of fun.
Hey, is this your first dirt race, first race ever, or have you been to the asphalt tracks before?
Oh, yeah. First dirt race.
First dirt race. Quite an experience. Whereabouts are you sitting here?
Right out front.
Look at that. You're not even dirty. That says a lot about the Speedway.
Yeah, it's a good place.
That's good. I'm going to be out there shortly with you, so good luck. Who are you taking tonight?
I have no idea.
No idea, and you don't care?
Nope.
Beer's cold. It's fun.
Yep.
Have fun. Go back here a little further in the line. We've got a nice lady here. What's your name? Oh, she wants to point. Okay. What's your name?
I'm Tammy. My name is Bev. I'm from Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Oh, you're all the way from Thunder Bay. Good spot up there. Let me think now. I got to remember the name of that fort. Fort William?
Fort William, yes.
A good spot. I was there one time. That's a lot of fun. People need to go to Thunder Bay to go to Fort William. You're all the way down here. On holidays, did you come specifically for this race?
Our boss, Glenn Stiers, brought us down here.
Well, there you go. That's, you're telling the truth. Now, who are you going for? And you better say the boss.
The boss.
Great night. A lot of people here tonight.
It's awesome tonight. It's very awesome. This is my second time being here. It's just awesome.
What do you think for tomorrow night? You going to be here for tomorrow night, too?
Oh, yes. I'm here till Thursday.
Oh, you got a real good deal. You got to love that boss.
Real deal. I love my boss.
That's great. You enjoy yourself. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Joe, we still got a few more race fans down here. Concession lines are packed up. You know why? Because the food's real good. Let's check with this gentleman here. He's got a, let's see the shirt he's got on here. Oh, he's got the 45 on. How you doing? What's your name?
Chris Murphy.
Chris, where are you from?
New York.
New York, all the way up from New York. What do you think tonight? You're here to see the sprint cars, they take it?
Yes, I am.
Who do you think's going to do it here tonight?
Probably Tony.
Tony, is that who you want to see win the race? Is this your first trip to Oswego?
No, I was here a couple of years ago.
So is Tony your favorite here tonight?
Yeah, he's. I like him as a cup driver too, so it's fun watching him.
He had a lot of fun. Well, he didn't have quite a race on Sunday, not as good as he wanted. I know I was speaking with Tony a little earlier, said it was kind of a frustrating day. Probably going to see the same thing as soon as they get to Pocono. But anyway, he's going to have fun here tonight, and I like your chances of picking Tony. How about tomorrow night? World of Outlaws come through. Oh, the whole game changes. We got a lot of different drivers coming in. What do you think?
I like Steve Kinzer there.
Steve Kinzer, you're going to go with the king himself. I'm kind of liking Craig Kinzer. He's been turning it on in July. He's had some great runs.
Yeah, he has.
Well, good luck to your choices tonight, and have fun here this weekend.
All right, thank you.
Good stuff. Well, Lyon, let's go down a little further. Junior, who you got over there?
Hey, I'm just standing over here, just taking in the sights here. I was actually having a couple drinks of water here. I got a little bit of something in my eye. But
okay, well, you get your eye cleaned out. I'm going to catch up with another race fan. I see an STP shirt. This guy is a big race fan. Sir, what's your name?
Sean Lamon.
Sean, where are you from?
Smithville.
Smithville. Here at the races, how many times have you been to Oswego?
A couple.
How do you like it so far?
I love it. It's great.
So, big sprint car race comes up. You know Tony Stewart's going to start on the pole of the B main. He's got to qualify his way in. How do you like his chances? Because he's going to have to start back in the pack.
Yeah, I think he'll do all right. I think he's too good.
So is Tony the guy you're going for, or do you think a local guy?
Tony.
Are you going to be here tomorrow night, World of Outlaws?
Yep.
Awesome. You have a great time. Thanks so much for joining us on Race Time Radio. Got another race fan right here. This guy here knows his stuff. How you doing? What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Georgetown.
Georgetown. So we've had New York, Thunder Bay, Georgetown. We got them from everywhere. Mike, how many times have you come to Oswego?
It's first time.
First time. What do you think of this racetrack?
Excellent. Very nice track.
Isn't it amazing? I don't know. Where are you sitting? Because we're over in the pit area. Whereabouts are you sitting?
Just here in the pits.
Now, you got a white shirt on, and you're not covered in dirt. Which is a really good sign. Do you think it's going to stay like that? Or when we get all those sprint cars out there, I can imagine you and I are going to get a little dusty.
Yeah, I think so.
Who are you taking in the race tonight? Are you going for a homer, or yeah. Do you like the smoke?
Yeah, the smoke is my favorite, but Travis Cunningham as well, 71 car.
Yeah, Travis has done a great job this year. He's had some success so far, and you can bet he's going to have some success a lot more this year. World Outlaws come through tomorrow. Who? What are you thinking? Are you going to be here?
No, not tomorrow.
No, you pick tonight by design?
Yep.
Yeah, you like the local stuff, or why not tomorrow night as well?
It was just last minute. Thought I'd come up, so.
Yeah, good reason. Beautiful racetrack, beautiful night, too.
Yeah, excellent. Warm. It's not cold, so it's a nice night.
You want to believe it. Good luck. Have a great time, and thanks so much
for
joining us on Racetime Radio. Okay, Junior, you know what? That's going to do it for the fan side over here. Intermission's got to be closing down soon. The cars are going to be getting warmed up. And we know the features are all to come here tonight. This is going to be nuts.
Yeah, for sure.
the drivers have all cleared out of the Tech Garage. Everybody's getting ready for their B mains or for their respective A mains. Everybody knows where they start now. Everybody's figured it out. So you know what? She's going to be an exciting night. I can guarantee it, and I can't wait to go up there and get my spot.
Well, I'm going to head back over to the broadcast area, and we'll see exactly what all is going to unfold. But, man, that's kind of cool. We got race fans here from Thunder Bay, New York, everywhere. And, you know, that grandstand is packed over there. You never see a crowd like this on a Monday night at any racetrack. But for a special night like Glenn has built here tonight, people are going to come.
Oh, for sure. This is definitely the crown jewel of Canada and definitely the biggest short track event of the year. What a spectacular job that Glenn Steyer and his whole crew have done. Karen and Ken and everybody have absolutely built a great show here. I want to give a big shout out to Dave Terry, who's listening online right now. They're going to be coming down here tomorrow. I'm getting a bunch of tweets. Alex Nagy actually is listening in, spotter for Alex Tagliani, and you know what, there's just so many people that aren't here that are just listening to us on Racetime Radio. So thanks to them. Thanks to everybody for listening tonight. And what an awesome, awesome show.
You know, I echo that, Joe. Got to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. And thanks for telling your friends that we are on racetimeradio.com. And what we're going to do is I'm going to have a little chat with Glenn at the end of tonight and see if we can't get a little more coverage for you here tomorrow when the World of Outlaws are in. So you want to check back to Racetime Radio. Keep an eye on us on Twitter. Follow us. You can follow Joe at Motor Promotions, or you can follow me at Racetime Radio. We will keep you up to date from us weekend. We may even be back on here live. Got to get a couple things lined up before we go stepping on that go button and saying that we're going to. But we're going to try and see if we can get some more coverage for you. The World of Outlaws will come through here tomorrow, and later tonight the sprint cars are going to take to that racetrack. What you're going to want to do, race fans, is keep it locked to Racetime Radio. We will keep you up to date on Twitter for the rest of the night, and we'll see if we can check back in with you tomorrow. But for Joe Jr. and myself, for Susie Q, and for Grant Slater back in the studio, we are going to call this a night here. We got some great races to go see. The qualifiers are all in except for that B main and the Thundercar main. Then the features are all going to come up. And I know we want to be up in the grandstand watching this one. We want to thank you all for tuning in. And make sure you make it to us weekend Speedway tomorrow night. Racing starts at 7:45. The green flag will go in the air. The World of Outlaws are here. Tony Stewart is here. It is going to be some dynamite racing, and it's races not to be missed. But for Joe Jr., Susie Q, myself, and Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio, thanks for tuning in, and we hope to catch you tomorrow here on Racetime Radio. Follow us on Twitter. We'll keep you up to date and tell you if, in fact, we're able to. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio, presented by Shell Rotella Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oil. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.